This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Again, Erev Shabbos. We're learning Meseches Nedarim Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hafaras Nedarim Kal Hayayim. Annulling Nedarim is the whole day. You have the whole day to annul a Nedar, which means you have from the nighttime of the day that the Nedar was heard until the nighttime. In other words, we're going to see there are sometimes it's almost 24 hours, sometimes it's not even 5 minutes. But you have a whole calendar date from starting with nightfall going until the next nightfall. Yesh bedavar lahakel lohachmer. It has a leniency, it has a stringency. Now, it doesn't actually have a leniency, because we're going to see, according to the other opinion, that you just have 24 hours from the time of the Nedar, that's always a leniency. Relative to 24 hours from the time of the Nedar, there's no leniency over here. It's just one, depending on the circumstance, sometimes relative to, let's say, 5 minutes, in case you heard the Nedar at the end of the day, then if you have most of the day, that would be more lenient. But it's not lenient vis-a-vis the other alternative explanation. So yesh b'davul hakol achmer, there's a leniency and a stringency. Namely, ketzad, how? Nodra b'leile Shabbos, if she made an eder Friday night, yafer b'leile Shabbos, you could annul it Friday night, uviyayim Shabbos, or Shabbos morning, ad shetachshach, until dark. Now, why the Mishnah picks Shabbos? Agavurcha, it's teaching you, you could be made for nedarim on Shabbos. It could have picked Tuesday also, but it's teaching you, agavurcha, you're allowed to be made for nedarim on Shabbos. Nodra im chashecha, if you made a neder as it's becoming dark on Shabbos day, mefer ad shalei techshach, you could annul it until it becomes dark. Sheim chashcha, but if it became dark, v'lehiver, and you didn't annul it, no yachal hafer, you can't annul it anymore. Says the Ran, hafaras nedarim kala yoim, yoim hashmir, the whole day, you heard it, lahakel ulhachmer, lav davka lahakel ulhachmer, it's not actually a leniency and a stringency, dehaloi shaycha kula v'chumra hacha. It's not possible a leniency and stringency over here. Alahachi kamar. What it means is like this: pamim shazmane meruba, pamim shazmane muat. Sometimes the time is long, sometimes the time is short. La fuke me es la es, as opposed to an automatic 24 hours. The oilam zmana shaveh, whose time is always equal. Nodra belele Shabbos, if you made a neder Friday night, hu adin b'chol. The same thing would be on a weekday. It's telling me a chiddush. Agavurcha, the mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos. You could annul a nedarim on Shabbos. Even though it's not for the need of Shabbos, ukid daikinan b'gemara. As the Gemara is medayik. Nodra b'leila Shabbos b'chnisasai. If as Shabbos is entering, you see it's davar yafa b'itai. If you're making a neder as Shabbos is entering. Uviyayim haShabbos ad shetachshach. So mefer b'leila Shabbos, you could annul it Friday night. Uviyayim haShabbos ad shetachshach. V'hainu l'hakel. That would be the lenient way. Nodra imchashe. What? Nodra imchashecha. Shanodra b'Shabbos samach l'chashecha. You made another on Shabbos close to dark. Mefer ad shalei techshach. You could annul it until dark. V'hainu l'hachmer. That would be the stringency. Now the lashon of Mefer ad shaloi techshach is a little strange. It could have said, "Uvedinu de listening enoi mufer ella enoi mufer ella ad shetechshach." It could have said it's not annulled only until dark. Why does it say mefer ad shaloi techshach? It's trying to be stringent, kima de la hachmer katani. So it should have said, you can't be made for it ella ad shetachshach, only until dark. Ella lahachi tana haylish, namishim deshaich beitfei, mai demesayim milsei. The way the Mishnah did word it, namely, mefer ad shalai techshach, you have to do it this way. She'im chashcha v'lo hefer eino yachal lahafer. Since it said, it's more, it flows better the way the Mishnah concluded. Shem koidem chashecha lahifer. If you didn't know it before dark, ena yachla hafer da ashmina and b'hai lishna. It's teaching me with this lashon the mafir in nedarim b'Shabbos. You can be made for nedarim on Shabbos. Afilu shloi letzarcha Shabbos. Even if it's not for oinig Shabbos, lefi shezmanon oiver. Because normally, by the way, you can't be made for nedarim on Shabbos. But in this case, since you only have b'yoyim shamay, you have no alternative. We allow you to do it. Hashem koidem chashecha lahifer. If you didn't know it before Shabbos, shemini yachla hafer. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a brisa hafaras nedarim kala yoyim. You have the whole day to do hafaras nedarim. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru. Meyes la'es. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, you don't have that day. You have 24 hours. My time of the Tanakama. What's the reasoning of the Tanakama? Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, B'yoyim Shamay, on the day you heard it. So since it says on the day you heard it, that's why the Tanakhama says, Kol Hayoyim, on the whole day you heard it. Says the Ran, Amar Kra B'yoyim Shamay, Dimashma Yoyim Hashmiya Bavad, it's Mashma only the day you heard it. And what's the reason of the Rabbanan? V'Rabbanan. What's the reason of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan here is a reference to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. These are two rabbis. We're calling them the Chachamim. What's the reasoning of the Chachamim? The answer is Rabbanon. My time, I odechsiv miyoyim el yoyim, from day to day. From day to day implies that from the time the neder was made until that very time, the next day, you could be mefer. So, b'yoyim shamay implies the calendar date, but the chamim say that no, miyoyim el yoyim implies 24 hours. They'll say miyoyim el yoyim. Let's see the Ran. Dechsev miyoyim el yoyim, demasha me'es la'es, that's masha 24 hours, shir sheyesh bein tchilas yoyimecha, that is the amount of time it takes from the beginning of one day, l'tchilas yoyimecha, till the next day, dahainu esrim v'yarba shoyis. Says the Gemara, l'tanakama, haksev miyoyim el yoyim. But what is the Tanakama going to do with miyoyim el yoyim? That implies you have 24 hours. No. D'i b'yoyim itzrich, I need it. I need miyoyim el yoyim. Di biyoyim shamay, if I would just have the pasuk of biyoyim shamay, have amina biyim mama in belel yalai. If it would just say biyoyim shamay, I would think only during daylight, not during nighttime. So if you heard the neder at night, you would have to wait till the morning to be mefer. So it says miyoyim el yoyim. You have from the last sundown until the next sundown. Ksiv miyoyim el yoyim, says the Ran. Hava amina b'yamama ilan b'lel yaloi d'dama yoyim hachi mashma. So therefore it says miyoyim oyoyim d'mashma misoif yoyim shalafnei shmiya at soif yoyim shal shmiya. It's not that you have 24 hours from the nether. You go from the night, from the day before the nether until the next day. D'hainu nadra b'tchilas halayla shameifer halayla v'hayoyim ad soifai. Miyoyim oyoyim teaches me you could even be meifer during the night. Then the Gemara says, Ulamanda Amar Miyoyim El Yoyim, and according to Lamanda Amar, that learns out from Miyoyim El Yoyim that you have 24 hours. What do you do with Biyoyim Shamay? Itzrich. I need Biyoyim Shamay. Di'iksiv Miyoyim El Yoyim, if it would say Miyoyim El Yoyim, I would think you have a whole week to do it. From this day of this week, from Sunday in week one until Sunday of week two. So therefore, Ksiv Biyoyim Shamay, no, it's only that day. Says Aran, Min chad b'shaba l'chad b'shaba d'hachi mashmi k'ra miyoyim shmiya ad yoyim ki yoytzebay. So therefore, k'siv b'yoyim shamay de'ino mefer elo yoyim shmiya. You can only be mefer on the day you heard it. K'ivan chikain, that means al karchach ki k'siv miyoyim el yoyim. Miyoyim el yoyim doesn't mean from this day this week until this day next week. Eino elo liten shir arba v'esrim shayis. Miyoyim el yoyim is saying 24 hours, not 7 days. What's the halacha l'maisa? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ein halacha ka'isayzog. The halacha is not like that pair.
that you have a full 24 hours. Says the Ran, Chavivi. So again, Amar Rav Shimon Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, in halacha ka'isay azug, that you have 24 hours, rather you have only b'yayim shamay. Levi savar lemevet kani tanoi. Levi wanted to follow those tanoim who say you have a full 24 hours. Amar le Rav, Rav has said, hachi amar chavivi. This is what my uncle told me. Remember, Rav's uncle is Rav Chia, in halacha ka'isay azug. The halacha is not like that here. Look in the Ran, Chaviv Rav Chia, Shaya doi doi shal Rav. Rav Chia was Rav's uncle. V'kai malon hachi, we pask in that first nadarm, kala yoyim. That first nadarm you have the whole day, v'sulay, ukistam masnisen, like our stam mishnah, kala yoyim, and you don't have 24 hours. The Gemara continues, Chia, now there are two ways to be made for nadarim. You could do it with charata, if the guy regrets it. And if that is not going to work, the Chacham could try to find a Pesach. But finding a Pesach is a bit more complicated. You need to concentrate more. So listen to this. Chia bar Rav, Chia the son of Rav, Shadi Gira Ubadik. He would shoot an arrow and check whether the nether could be Hufar. Why? That showed he didn't really have to concentrate that much. He could be shooting an arrow and finding whether the charata will be effective. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Yosef V'kam. Rabba Rav Huna, he sat and he stood. He also, he didn't need excessive concentration. Says Aran, Chia Bar Rav Shadi Nirav Badik. Agav, now what does this have to do with the price of tea in China? Until now we're talking about Hafaras Nadarim. Why of a sudden are we bringing in Hataras Nadarim of a Chacham? So the Ran says, it's Agav Grora. Rav brought it here. Rav was brought earlier. He said, Rav said, my uncle, Rav Chia said as follows, the Chia bar Rav Shadi Gira. We brought earlier, Rav said, that my uncle, Rav Chia said as follows. So now we're bringing in Chia bar Rav. What would he do? Shadi Giro Badek. But Oichai Mesasig Liros Chitzim, while he was shooting arrows, Hayaboydek Adam Habalafano, he would check the guy who came before him, Lahater Nidroi to be Matar his nether. Vishoyla, he would ask him, Imischarit, if he regretted his nether, Umatira. And then he would matter it to Kasabar, because Rav holds, Poischen Becharata, you could be Poiseach with regret. Mishamachi Lahiatsoch Ian, Limsoi Pesach. Therefore, he did not have to really use too much analysis to find a Pesach. Yosef V'koyim, on the other hand, Rabba Bar Rav Huna sat and stood. Shaloi Hayo Medakdik B'davar. He was not so medakdik, because again, all he had to find is a Pesach Harata. Ela Oimed V'yoshev K'moisha Hayo Mezdamein Lai. The Rush says something very interesting. The Rush learns that when it says that Rav would shoot an arrow, why would he shoot an arrow? Because the Rush brings a different girsa, but the gist of the matter is he would shoot an arrow in the wall to serve as a sundial to be able to determine when the 24 hours began, because Rav, Chia Barav held that you could be made for May Ace La Ace. So how's he gonna know what time it is? They didn't have a Rolex back then. So they would shoot an arrow in the wall and use that to determine the time. And what would Rav do? What would Rabbi Rav Huna do? He would sit and stand to know the shade to be able to determine the time to be able to know when the 24 hours passed. Okay? That is Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. And Be'ez Hashem, next week, Daf Ayin Zayin. Thank you very much. I wish everyone Agun Shabbos. Kol Tov.
Shabbos, thank you so much.
Shabbos, thank you. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.